Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro, and today we'll be talking about Inspecting Carol, which will be opening a week from today at ACT.
And to talk about it, we have Kate Williams and Krista Schwarting. Krista, are you directing?
I am directing this one.
And you were telling me a little on the way in. This is a Christmas story, but only
nominally, I would say. So the basic plot line of the play is it's a very small, professional, struggling theater company in Omaha in about 1995, and they're putting on their annual production of A Christmas Carol. And chaos ensues. They are afraid of losing their NEA funding, which still plays very timely. And they're expecting an inspector from the NEA to come and tell them whether they'll get their grant again. So it's a Christmas show only in that it's set at Christmas and they're putting on A Christmas Carol. But I would describe it as an office or a workplace comedy with all of the attendant personalities being thrown into one place to accomplish a goal. It's The Office, but in a theater.
But it's also like, so it's a meta play. It's a play about playmaking.
I think you're overanalyzing it, Mark. It's a really fun play about a group of people who probably shouldn't be working together but are.
Well, that's like theater. It's like real life.
You're right about this. One of the interesting things about the play is it was written by a theater company, the Seattle Repertory Company, for their own actors. So they knew the personalities that they had, and they wrote parts specifically for those actors.
That must have been very interesting for the actors.
I'm sure that's true. What are you telling me about myself?
This
is what you really think of me.
Yeah, because the characters are drawn from life.
I can only assume, but if so, I probably wouldn't have wanted to work with some of those people.
Really? Well, they just exaggerated the idiosyncrasies, the negative things, I'm sure.
And the positive things, too. I mean, these are wonderfully quirky people. And Kate plays the company's stage manager, MJ, who's perhaps the one real professional in the group, the person who is in charge of herding all the cats. Yeah.
And Kate, in real life, you've been a stage manager, too, right?
I have, but just this recently at TBA Summer Academy, I was a stage manager. So I have that experience with it that I can bring to the part. It's much like herding cats, I like to say, especially in this show with MJ. She is a very organized individual, trying to keep a time schedule, but there's just something always happens where we just almost never seem to start the rehearsal process that we need to start. And so, you know, that frustrates MJ to no end and creates, you know, a lot of fun.
I bet it does. And I'm sure you've had some experience. You say if you've been a stage manager.
Yeah, especially a stage manager of 28 kids, I think I had this past summer. So that definitely gave me some experience.
That was your trial by fire.
Yeah, I think it was.
Herding kids. Yeah.
We'll see if Kate stage manages again. She's such a good actress, too, that I think she's probably more in demand as an actress than as a stage manager.
Yeah, well, acting stage manager. It's kind of like the ultimate.
Yeah, because then you can basically do any show, even if, you know, if you're a stage manager, then you can stage manage a show that has only males in it.
And I feel like the stage manager is always sort of the adult in the room, you know, tapping the watch. Like,
right.
You said you wanted to start rehearsal half an hour ago. What are you doing over there tugging on the set?
Yeah.
It's also like that role is also kind of like the Greek chorus, like in Our Town. It's like the narrator. It's
That's
like the
true.
Go-between.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
Do you break the fourth wall? As you're,
in this
you know,
show?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
So it's net naturalistic, like we're peeking behind the scenes. It's like a noises off kind of thing.
You know, right. Noises off, I think, is a little bit more of a farce than this show is. I would describe this much more as a straight ahead comedy, which is not to say that there aren't some absolutely wonderful physical bits and some, you know, bits of stagecraft that I won't share with you because otherwise it would spoil your experience of seeing the show.
You will keep the surprise fresh.
Absolutely. You got to come see the show.
Yeah. Well, I remember this show was done, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, maybe more than that. And I had no idea what it was about. I thought it was a detective story, Inspecting Carol. And then I heard it was a Christmas thing. Then I thought it took place back in, you know, in like a Dickens
1800s,
times.
Yeah.
Well, it is a Christmas Carol, so that's the play within the play. So there's a little bit of the Dickensian quality to it, but really it is just a hilarious workplace comedy is what it is. You know, as I look at what people are doing for the holidays, I think what this show is the show for people who don't necessarily like Christmas shows. They don't want heartwarming. They don't want family friendly necessarily. They just want to see a really funny play. Mm-hmm. This is the show for them.
Well, that's quite quite a commercial.
I guess I'll come and see it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it sounds great.
Because who doesn't need a laugh in December, especially when it's cold and dark out and you have had as much of your relatives as you can possibly handle.
Right.
Yeah. Or you're shopping.
That's you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so much pressure on people this time of year, you know.
So you need a comedy.
Exactly.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Kate Williams and Krista Schwarting talking about ACT's coming production of Inspecting Carol, which starts a week from today.
That's right. That's right. We open the day after Thanksgiving.
And so there's no music in this show here.
There is a bout of really bad singing, and that's it.
Oh, that should be funny.
It is funny.
Is it like enforced Christmas levity?
Sort of. It's it's so hard. I don't want to give too much about the show away. But within the production of A Christmas Carol that is so under-rehearsed, not for Kate's character's lack of trying. At the end of the show, the cast all comes on stage and sings, but they haven't rehearsed it. And so the singing is maybe not top quality.
Well, that's always really funny.
It is really funny.
Especially
it's great.
If it's supposed to be funny.
Oh, yeah. We actually have some, I think, very capable singers in the cast, but you would not know that from listening to it. But that's the only music in the show. It really is just a straight-ahead comedy. And we have such a wonderful cast. So we have all of the archetypes. We have the director who, you know, is very serious about her art. She's, you know, trying to hold a mirror up to nature is what she says by, you know, creating theater. But who really despises the fact that once a year she has to do a Christmas Carol to make their subscribers happy and to pay the bills for the rest of the year. And Anya Wyndham is playing that character. And she's
terrific.
She's I think, one of the most delightful comedic actresses we've got here in Anchorage.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Carl Bright plays the male lead who comes in at the beginning of the show. And I'm not never quite sure. You don't know for a while quite who he is. He says he's an actor who's coming in to audition for the company, but he may or may not be the NEA inspector who's also come to evaluate them.
Oh.
And so there is some mistaken identity that's going on there, too.
Okay. And like with did these investigations really happen with theater companies? Does the NEA really have an inspector in real life?
I doubt in this era of arts cuts that they do. But I believe that at one point in time, yes, they may have had people they sent out to evaluate grant recipients to make sure that they were using the money appropriately.
I'm sure they did.
Like they were
a
legit company.
I have a memory of such a
thing. Wasn't just a bunch of people sitting around a garage having drinks.
Yeah. And using their grant to fund it.
Talking about, yeah. And Kate, you are involved with ACT a lot. I see you when I go there. You know,
yeah,
I
actually work there. I am the education and volunteer coordinator. So.
And the person I email when I need something.
Uh-huh, yep. You can email me.
Mm-hmm. And these are people from the community. Most you have a mixture between community people, first timers, and
we have
and
a really fabulous
veterans.
Mix of people. We've got people that you see on stage all the time at Cyrano's. We've got quite a contingent of people who are either at UAA or have recently, like Kate, graduated from UAA, and then we have a group of people from TBA. And then there's a smattering of other people that you've seen regularly at ACT. So it's really a wonderful group of people who, that's true, I think a lot of whom hadn't worked together before.
Yeah.
And so that's been a lot of fun, is watching this cast bonding.
So the actual cast is not like the cast in the show.
No, they have not all been together for 12 years, rehearsing together day in and day out, knowing each other's
ensemble,
foibles.
Yeah.
No, but I think we've really come together very well as a cast. And it's been fun to work with a lot of people I haven't worked with before. And particularly a lot of people I haven't directed before. That's always a challenge. And it's been great. Everyone's getting along with each other. It's been wonderful.
And it's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley?
Yeah.
How so?
Because it's a show about shows, and, you know, you're directing a director, and you could see, you know, like you were holding up a mirror to nature.
I don't think I've ever been one of those directors that's felt quite that self-serious about it. And if I ever become one, just please smack me upside the head.
I'll let you know.
Yes, please do.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time. So I have to thank you for coming, Krista Schwarting and Kate Williams, to talk about ACT, that's Anchorage Community Theater, for those who don't know. It's a production of Inspector Carroll, which opens a week from today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Here's a way to help the Chugiak Eagle River Food Pantry and have a blast from the past. Premier Productions presents Trouble at the Tropicabana. It's an I Love Lucy spoof comedy and murder mystery dinner theater at the Bear Mountain Grill in Eagle River. Shows are November 18th and 19th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at trouble.tix.com. Bring a can of food for the Chugiak Eagle River Food Pantry, and you can call 250-2522 for more information.
At Cyrano's, there will be two Christmas plays this season. It's a Wonderful Life, a live rodeo play, begins the 25th, runs through December 22nd, with a special preview on Thanksgiving night at 7 p.m. Pinkalicious, the musical, will be playing special matinees and holidays. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Telebration 2011 is a free event, and it's coming to the Wilda Marston Theater in the Lusac Library tomorrow, November 19th at 7 p.m., and it's presented by the Storytellers Guild of Anchorage. This is an annual worldwide storytelling event that takes place on this Saturday before the U.S. Thanksgiving in communities around the world, and there will be refreshments.
ACT is pleased to announce Beginning Basics, an acting class for adults. Instructors Linda Benson, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's November 26th through December 17th. The course will cover basic things you should know as an actor, from the basics of being in a play to building and inhabiting a character to terminology and script analysis. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net to register today.
At the UAA Theater on the main stage, you can see The Taming of the Shrew, November 25th through December 11th. And there's a free preview on Thanksgiving at 8 p.m. Performance times are Friday and Saturday at 8 with a Sunday matinee at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Anchorage Community Theater Christmas play Inspecting Carroll begins the day after Thanksgiving and plays through December 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.